There are just two little simple things I want to underline. St. John Chrysostom, the author of the Divine Liturgy that we use today, used to say, Christians do not celebrate enough. How often the image of the person who is in repentance is one of tears, one of retractions and repentance and regrets, instead of saying, if you have stood up to one temptation, you have conquered with Christ's grace. Why don't you celebrate that? Even people in rehab are called to celebrate every hour and every day. When you ask someone who's recovering, they'll tell you, it's been 25 days I've been recovering. We as Christians don't do that enough. Every time you have an opportunity to do something good and you do it, and you had an opportunity to do something bad and you don't do it, that is a victory. We should acknowledge God's grace and celebrate that victory. The second little point is this. I always teach young children, one of the greatest and most powerful gifts God gave us is the ability to choose, the power of the human will. You ever see a kid throw a tantrum? Their whole body shakes. They start screaming, I don't want to, I don't want to. And there is not a power in the world that can make them change if they really don't want to. That is how powerful we have as a gift from God, that in spite of what was done to us or how we lived, right after Slujba Bozhia, I can make a decision. I'm going to read the Bible for 10 minutes every day for the rest of my life. That's how powerful that is. You have the ability with God's grace to change your life, not every year, any second you want to. Look to God, who always wants you to have the best, and use that great power that He gave you. And people can say, oh, they'll never change, that's the way they are. Baloney. You can change with God's grace anytime, any day, any second. That is the power that God gave us. Slava Isusu Christus.